We are in Simen Tov Kuf Chaf Vov. We're up to Siv Beis, and we'll be doing Beis and Gimel. Siv Beis Meis Biyantav Rishon Asur Lahalino Ad Yantav Sheni Kadei Sheyus Askabo Yisrael. The halachi is that on Yantav Sheni, we'll see that in Siv Dalid, on Yantav Sheni, on the second day of Yantav, Chazal were matur for Jews to actually do the burial. So say someone is Nifter on Yantav Rishon. You can have non-Jews do the burial. You'd prefer waiting for Yantav Sheni to have Jews do the burial. You're not supposed to. The halacha is that you're better off doing a kfura on that day by way of non-Jews than waiting a day and having Jews do that. And why is that? Because having Jews do malacha b'yadayim on Yantav Sheni is more chomer than having non-Jews do malacha on Yantav Rishon. So we're better off breaking Amiral and Nachri on Yantav Rishon than having Jews actually do the burial on Yantav Sheni. So the same halacha would apply that we don't wait a day for because the family wants to go to the Levaya. We don't do that. Even a Talmud Chacham, where there's more covet for him to be buried al Yedei Yisrael, we don't wait for another day. There's a shita that the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if they were over this halacha, that they waited for the next day, they waited for Yantav Sheni, then Chazal were not matur for Yisrael to do malacha for the burial. The Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha does not go with that shita, and he comes out that b'di'eved, even though they should have done the kfura al yedei nachrim on Yantav Rishon, if they waited for Yantav Sheni, they're allowed to have Yisraelim do the kfura. Siv Gimel b'Shabbos v'Yom Kippur lo yisaskabo klal. On Shabbos and Yom Kippur, no one is to do anything. Afilo yedei amamin, afilo lo tzi al yedeim lo nicho b'kucha siu me'esmo. Even to actually place him, to bury him, just place him, not even cover him. Placing him in the kever that was dug before Yantav, before Shabbos or Yom Kippur, that should not done, because Chazal were not even matur tiltul durabonon by way of non-Jews. Now, when they ask, we have a klal with Amir Liakum, the halachi is that you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to do a malacha durabonon on Shabbos even for the sake of a tzorah gadol. So the question is, why isn't this a shvus to shvus and it's a tzorah mitzvah, the mitzvah's kfur, it should be mutter. The answer is that Chazal said it's a greater covet for the mace that you not have to break Shabbos or Yom Kippur for him. And therefore, they were not matar amir la'akum even on a drabbanan in this case.